bunch of garden catalogs start coming right after Christmas, and so they've been coming for a long time. But, you know, maybe if you're not a gardener, you say, oh, I'm not interested in that, you probably don't even get any catalogs because you're not on the mailing list. But I want you to think about gardening is a great teacher. We'll talk about that again. Maybe if you're not interested, maybe you have a grandchild or a child or a great-grandchild, somebody in your family who might want to garden. And when I say garden, you know, I'm not talking about digging up the whole lawn and putting in this great big area. That's not a good way to start. You need to start small. So almost everybody has some space that they could use for some small or larger garden. If you have any kind of flower bed, you know, vegetables can be put in there with the rest of the flowers. If you have a sidewalk, a porch, whatever, where you could put a container, a pot, maybe you have an old half wine barrel. A lot of people had those around for a long time. Maybe you just have a 5-gallon can. That could be the start of container gardening. And you could even go smaller. Maybe you just want to start something indoors in a pot. Maybe you want to start an herb or encourage someone else to do that. So if you're a beginner and you say, well, I can never grow anything, I don't have a green thumb, I can tell you what helps with developing green thumbs is having some good information. And there's lots of sources of information. One of those I want to mention is if you do get a garden catalog, of course, they almost always have pretty pictures, but they provide great information along with whatever the seed is. And for instance, this may not be a favorite of most people, but here's one I just opened up to Brussels sprouts. And it says they're large, medium green, sprouts are smooth, nutritious, and very delicious. I mean, this is beyond how we put them in the ground. They're easy to grow, well adapted to a wide range of climates, and produces dependably high yields of sprouts that are excellent. Okay, here we're getting into the how do you use them? They're excellent fresh or frozen. And then important, it takes 90 days from the time you plant them till the time they're get going. So that all kinds of information. And another, green beans, that's a favorite of a lot of people to plant. But some people don't even like fresh green beans. Well, it will tell you of all those, sometimes there's a page or two of green beans, yellow beans, red beans, or yard-long beans, whatever. And often it will tell you these are good for freezing or these are good for canning. So you want to pick one that's going to turn out the way you want it. And your seed catalog can be a great help. I just have to digress a bit. When I mentioned the yard long beans, I used to grow some of those. They are so fun. Kids would have fun. And you know, you could plant those next to a fence. Actually, they'll grow along the ground too, but they're more fun if they can grow up. Or if you've had a trellis for some kinds of flowers, yard long beans, and they can either be green or red. They maybe don't actually get completely a yard long, but pretty close, and they're good to eat as well as fun and produce quite well. So that could be a fun thing for, again, a child, I think, especially to start some yard long beans, and then they might like to eat them more than they would if they hadn't planted them. So the catalogs, as I say, are great information. I love the part about radishes. You know, aren't radishes radishes? Well, when you look at the seed catalog, there are various shapes, there are various colors, and they even tell you something about the flavor, whether they're really mild and sweet or whether they've got a little more zing to them. And radishes are fun because they don't take very many days. Most of them are like 21, 28, 20 to 30 days after you've planted the seeds. You could be harvesting radishes. What a great fun thing to do. And again, you don't have to plant the whole package at once. Plant a few and be harvesting them in a few days. week or so later, plant some more. You could just be having radishes for a long time out of one package. And talking about the recommendations, some of them actually say these would be good for spring and fall planting. It's sometimes we forget about those fall planting, but radishes do like cooler weather, so they're good spring and fall. And you could have a whole variety. An opportunity, too, for some folks is they say, okay, I want to plant something new every year. Well, the pictures and the information may help you decide with what you want to plant. The radish page I'm looking at has one called Nero Tondo. It's almost black on the outside. I'm not sure that appeals to me. But when you slice it, it's pure white. So it really does look good when you get it all planted and harvested. And I hear people talking about, well, I'm going to help my grandkids plant pumpkins. Well, do you want white ones? Do you want mini ones? Do you want great big ones, the orange ones, smooth ones? Your seed catalog can tell you all of that, as well as usually show you pictures. So the seed catalogs are a great source of information. Look beyond the pictures to get the information. And then, of course, I have to talk about one of our great sources of information is Iowa State University, and they have an unending number of bulletins. Most of them are free. I like to start with one that's called Want Your Yard or Garden Information, and that brochure lists, maybe not 100%, but mostly close to 100% of the yard and garden brochures that are available. Most of them are free. Most of them you can download for your from your computer if you have a computer. If you don't, I'm sure the Extension Office in any county would be happy to print one of those off for you. And it covers butterflies, composting, fruits, garden flowers, house plants, landscaping, trees and shrubs, vegetables and herbs, and turf grass. Those are some of the categories. So under the veggies one, vegetables and herbs, one of my favorites is called Planting a Home Vegetable Garden. So especially if you're just getting started, this has kind of the basics that you need to know. And again, it'd be a good source if you've got some kids involved. Talks about, you know, where you put them, what's the seed bed, what kind of soil, you know, do you need to till, all kinds of things. And by the way, there is also a related one on container planting. So if you don't have the bigger space, you can do the container kind. Selecting seeds, planting dates, and how you sow the seeds, thinning the seeds. Oh, yeah, when you sow them outdoors, you almost always have to thin them some. And transplants, how do you buy the transplants that are already planted and growing, or do you want to start your own? And there's a whole nother bulletin on starting transplants at home. It will soon be time to start those transplants. Some of them take a while to get going and take a little observing and care. But you can start as small as an egg carton to start your own seeds to grow into transplants. So again, most of the time, you don't need lots of expensive equipment. There may be things that you can just use around home. There's also special information related to children. So then there are specifics. For instance, if you thought, well, I want an asparagus patch. Yep, there's one on asparagus. There's one on garlic, one on melons, one on onions, peppers, tomatoes, rhubarb. All of those are specific to that particular vegetable. But then, as I mentioned, there are these more overall ones like starting garden transplants at home, suggested vegetable varieties for your home garden, and on the one I mentioned, the planting a home vegetable garden one to start with, the last page has a list of appropriate vegetables. You know, we can't grow every vegetable, but many, many, many in Iowa. How many seeds or plants if you want to do a 10-foot row? Again, I'm not saying you have to do that. When to plant it, how far apart to plant them, how long it takes to get something that you can harvest. For instance, asparagus is 2 years versus radishes, which are 25 days. And the yield. So are you going to plant 10-foot rows? No, maybe just a few in a pot. So that is such a helpful brochure. Again, the basic one, if you want to find out what's available, want yard or garden information, that's an ISU Extension Store publication. So until next time, I believe somebody smarter than me said that gardening is a good teacher. It teaches trust. It teaches patience. It teaches watchfulness and how things grow.